Talking today with Gary McManus, our associate state climatologist. Gary, we've got the brand new drought monitor issued by the weather folks this morning. And I guess, if anything, this might be a little deceptive as far as the map as it stands today versus what it really may look like in just a few days.
Yeah, that's right. Now, the most current map only takes into account moisture we received since Tuesday morning, or up until Tuesday morning, about 7 a.m. So the big rains that we had across eastern Oklahoma, those aren't reflected in this map. And then, of course, we're scheduled to get more rain tonight and then tomorrow, which could, you know, really change the map, the map's look up in the northwestern Oklahoma, as well as other parts of the state. So this morning's map, it just shows, you know, some of the changes we've seen over the last week, but, you know, next week's map could be vastly different. And I certainly hope it is as well.
Indeed. Now, I guess what a difference a year makes. I mean, at this point, a year ago, we were really heading downhill in a hurry, weren't we?
Yeah, you know, the rains really shut off as we got into May last year, and they didn't really turn back on until we got into about February of this year. So a vastly different experience, not only with precipitation across much of the state, but also with temperatures. Last year was extremely hot during July, and of course, we all remember the 2011 July, which was so hot and so dry. So this is a really great July to be experiencing here in Oklahoma, considering the last couple of years.
I guess really at the first of the month, we didn't even we didn't see it on the horizon.
Yeah, and that's one of the difficult things about summer precipitation. You know, you can try and say it's going to be this or it's going to be that, and you can expect it to be dry because it's July, of course. But, you know, Mother Nature has her own script, and she often follows that. So whenever it rains in July or August, it ends up being a little bit cooler. So, like I said, certainly a great gift this go-round.
When we think, you know, we start thinking about where we are right now on precipitation totals and everything, you know, kind of walk me through. I mean, why are we having these multiple systems that are resulting in this rather significant July moisture event, I guess, or events really?
Right. Now, that first event that we had a week or so ago was that oddity of a storm that came from the East Coast and moved over Oklahoma and sat there and spun for a while and dumped all that rainfall. That one was a little bit strange. This one is just a really strong cold front for July. Those happen from time to time. There's lots of moisture in place, a storm system coming across from the west like we normally expect. So, you know, these things happen from time to time. It's this July we're seeing two of those. And don't forget that we were very cool at the first week of July as well. So it might not have been wet that time of the month, but we were certainly cool. So this July, lots of excitement for a normally boring month.
is part of this these systems that are popping up, are they basically being enabled by this neutral El Nino La Nina Pacific oscillation thing?
Well, it's hard to say exactly why this is occurring. You know, while we're getting this type of weather in this part of the country, other parts of the country have been basking in the severe drought and heat. So, you know, there's just a ripple in the jet stream that's bringing this stuff down. It's hard to say if ENSO or El Nino Southern Oscillation type stuff is having a part in this. That's usually more important as we get into the cooler months. So I think we can just think, you know, the vagaries of Mother Nature this go round.
Regarding El Nino, La Nina, are you seeing any new? Have you seen any new data that might, you know, indicate it might break one way or the other?
The latest I've seen is still showing neutral again for this coming cool season, so October through April. Looks like neutral so far. It's certainly not a you know, written in stone right now, but neutral is, or even El Nino is much favored over La Nina, which brought us all those warm and dry months over the last couple of years. So right now we're looking good, looking like at least neutral. So good news in that area.
Hi to Gary. Gary McManus, our Associate State Climatologist with the Oklahoma Climatological Survey. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.